We're learning more about the audio engineering program offered by OCVTS, the Ocean County Vocational Technical School. One of the head audio instructors in the KEF America Studios is Bill Burke, the state-of-the-art studios in the Grunin Performing Arts Academy at Ocean County College. It's a reciprocal partnership that Burke hopes will bring more exposure to a program that prepares its graduates for careers in movies, television, and live performance. In our last episode, we heard from Thomas and Alfredo, two KEF America scholarship winners from the shore, whose future plans include audio engineering for live productions, including Broadway, and building and running a recording studio for production and instruction for aspiring technical artists who may not have a program to learn from, like the ones OCVTS offers. This is right off the OCVTS website to give you a better idea.
My name is Bill Burke, and I'm one of the head audio instructors here at the Ocean County Vocational Technical School. I've been doing it for 25 years now. We have a diverse student body where some kids have a lot of experience with their own bands or creating their own music.
We also have students who are here to gain an exposure and experience in fields that they never thought were possible.
We want to get the right kind of kid here. We want to get the kid that wants to spend 80 minutes a day for 4 years in a row honing their craft.
I feel like the environment that we provide our students here helps them understand at an early age how important it is to accurately capture and reproduce sound. And working with the KEF speakers, I realized that there's a lot more sound that you are not hearing from day to day.
So what KEF has done is help them build out, equipment-wise, a number of rooms. This is going to allow the students to mix and hear exactly what they're laying down with impeccable clarity.
One thing that I thought we were lacking was accurate listening, and the KEF speakers allows us to like start diving into what good and bad things sound like, because now we have a real representation of what that is.
A lot of the evolution in audio now, I think we're all well aware of it, is it's going from our traditional two-channel left and right audio into a lot of spatial audio, surround sound, Atmos, et cetera, et cetera.
We wanted to help leapfrog them so students can take advantage of the immersive audio world and landscape. And it was a natural for KEF to provide the playback devices to connect to the recording and mixing electronics to create the complete immersive environment.
Having partnerships like the one we have with KEF is what continues to drive the evolution of this program.
So KEF not only donated many speakers to us, they also set up the Dolby Atmos room in both the classroom and the studio. And they're also offering scholarships to our students every single year for the next couple of years. And the students are not only receiving money from KEF, but they're also receiving speakers, which is absolutely amazing for them to start their own career using such innovative and creative products.
It seems like KEF is at the ground level of continuing to evolve perfection. And I think that is important. As much as we take audio and the science as an education seriously, I think KEF continues to do that on a very high-end professional level.
If you are interested in learning more about the Vocational School's audio engineering program and KEF America, you can look online at ocvts.org. And for more information on KEF America, search us.kef, spelled K-E-F, .com. That's us.kef.com. The KEF Music Lounge is on Timber Lane in Marlboro. So with that, we will pick it up and go from here.
This is our main control room A, which is the biggest and nicest studio that we have and offers the most seating for workshops or artists or anything. And we do bring in professional talent and do multi-track recordings and projects for professionals in here as well. So it's nice to get the word out and let people know that we have this facility and competent young engineers in case other professional artists want to use the facility to record and capture and create their own professional stuff. But I think we have two of the nicest control rooms or like studios that are available in New Jersey, because a lot of them have shut down, you know, through the generations and the computers and the birth of home studios and all that. A lot of major label studios and big studios have shut down. And So we have a great public facility here that's free to use that offers top-notch everything.
How does someone do that? If you're an independent artist, could you come here?
They
and
can shoot me an email.
Make a demo?
Yeah.
And is that, do you have a program for that?
They could reach out to me. They could send me an email through our school at, I'll say it now, at bburke@ocvts.org. My phone number is also posted on every public bathroom and every Applebee's. That was a good way to get my business out there a little bit while I'm getting my business out. But
just don't leave it out.
Yeah, exactly. But I can leave you all my contact information in case people want to reach out, and sure, we can schedule them. It's much better than hosting like a classroom lecture. You know, we can bring in professional artists for a couple of days a week and have the kids do all the work, and we guide them through the process. And we try to make it not as hard as it really has to be. So,
well, that would be the point of most everything in life, wouldn't
yeah,
it? If
exactly,
we could just do that.
So, and then if you keep walking, we have this control room, but we'll keep going this way. It just keeps going and going and going.
Well, let's talk about the scholarships.
And then we can sit right here and talk about the scholarships.
Well, we can do that.
This right here is one of our, this is the room when we partnered with Kef Speakers. So Kef Speakers is a speaker company that started in England and has their home base in Marlborough, New Jersey. And Kef is a high-end home theater, hi-fi home speaker, and also studio speaker company. So if you look, these are some of the nicest speakers that they make, and this room right here is a surround sound Dolby Atmos room. So there's four subwoofers.
Who built it?
The Kef company came in and built this with us. So
to
David,
their specifications.
Yeah, David Kroll is the vice president of Kef. We've been working with him on a roadmap and a partnership for the students. So they built and facilitated this room, which is like a Dolby Atmos certified mixing and reference room. So I think we're the only program in the country that has this for high school kids. I've been doing my research, as you were saying. I can't find any other school that has the gear and the opportunities that these kids have. But yeah, they're going from two channel stuff to this beautiful surround sound setup. So yeah, this was donated, installed, and the kids now get to mix all of their projects on world-class speakers. And we partnered with Kef, and they came up with a three-year mixing competition for us. So they offer six scholarships a year. They actually turned it into seven this year. They give a seventh scholarship for Thomas. But they give away six scholarships, six pairs of speakers, and about $6,000 to the students for 3 years. So,
and that is that for them to use as they choose, mm-hmm, to pay for classes, to pay for supplies,
right,
equipment.
Mm-hmm. If they want to get a laptop, if they want to get an interface or microphone so they can continue to grow. So,
are they offering you a job after you get out?
Well, the vice president, as well as a lot of the workers at Kef, they seemed very excited about our talent and our creations, that is, our mixes. And because of how excited they were, I'm sure they would be willing to offer some sort of opportunity, whether it be an internship or an entry-level job, which hopefully I can see what I can do with that. I would love to intern at Kef. Again, they called us the future of engineering, and they were very excited to see these young, brilliant minds together, you know.
I think
we got to get these kids working.
Alfredo's a sophomore, and I think he could go into the professional working world right now. He's worked in Chicago and Virginia, New York, and he's only 16 years old. But he's played professionally. He's done sound professionally. He's worked musicals. He's worked dance shows. He's worked on the Toms River Parade, the Halloween floats. What else have you done? You've installed speakers with us.
Come on over.
There's nothing he can't do. He can do everything, and he's still got 2 years left. So it's intimidating working with somebody like this and going, what am I going to do with this guy or show him in the next 2 years? But you had asked about employment through KEF. We have another winner who's not here right now, but he's a senior, Jamil. And Jamil just applied for a job that was offered from KEF. So maybe by the time this podcast goes live, he may be employed through them. I've been doing this since I was 6 years old, born and raised in my dad's studio. So I do have like a nice network from pride in my work through the 40 years. And I can't keep up with the workload for concert shows, anything around New Jersey, Asbury Park, whatever. So it's just feeding these guys all of the work and giving it to them and passing it down, because there's only one of me. So.
And what's the next step? To get the word out to guidance counselors in high school?
For us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just starting to let the rest of Ocean County know that the facility's ready. It's been a 4 or 5 year process since we got the new school, but I think we're outfitted and there's not much more we can do. And to start raising awareness up in Monmouth County as well, that for the Brookdale people, et cetera, that there is this facility here as well. The one thing I wanted to mention is we started out as a traditional share time class where we had juniors and seniors for VOTEC. And then we launched the academy. So now we have kids coming for 4 years that get the high school diploma and an associate's through OCC. But when I started teaching here, I was teaching adults and college level kids. So we have an entire night program as well that runs on Monday and Wednesday night. And there's a Tuesday night class, and we have adult audio engineering. So adults can learn this in 6 months or so, and then come back as many times as they want. And in the springtime, we have a live sound class as well. So kids can learn, or adults can learn, how to do concert sound and then get themselves ready for summertime and working at the Jersey Shore. So there is something for everybody here as far as like the youngest kids to the oldest. And we have 14-year-old freshmen, you know, when we do our big productions and shows. We had one 2 Fridays ago. We have 14-year-old girls that are stage managers and are managing like 22, 23-year-old adult students that are playing on stage. So the team really comes together and does top-notch productions. So I think the next thing is just letting professionals know that if we can host concerts for them in our black box, or if we can record them in the studio, there's no better experience for students than to have real world experience, especially creating something like music and art. And everybody that is old, my age-ish, we all say, I wish I had this in high school. This is mind-blowing. I wish I had this in high school. And all of the adult professionals are more than willing to come in here and let a bunch of kids record them and, you know, capture their stuff or do a concert for them. Because we all remember what it was like to try to get our, you know, opportunities and get our foot in the door.
Bill, that's great. Thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
Thank you for having us. And hopefully this will happen more often. And hopefully in the future, you'll be interviewing other teachers and other students that...
You know I will.
Yeah. So thank you.
And thank you for listening. Join me next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.